To help put a bow on this game, Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly.com, also has a book coming out entitled Underdogs, which comes out, I believe, October 13th. Zach Berman was up at North Jersey at MetLife Stadium. Zach, from your perspective going into this game, did you see everything you needed to see really from Carson Wentz first and foremost that shows you that not only is he 100% healthy, but he's 100% ready to get back to MVP shape?
I did. I thought Carson Wentz had the game he needed to have. He put the team on his back last night, especially in the first quarter. You know, there's a lot of people who would say don't throw across your body, but there aren't that many people in this world like Carson Wentz. And when we look back, that could be a season-changing throw, that first touchdown pass. And the reason I say that is because the Eagles had so many red zone problems going into the game. If they go three and out on that drive, it's like, all right, it's the same thing that they had seen the week before and the week before that. The fact that they scored there, I thought, really changed the complexion of the game, and it's a credit to Carson Wentz.
Zach, what about the running back situation? I mean, I thought Corey Clement, and he did emerge in this game and have a really good game, obviously, but it seems like Wendell Smallwood keeps getting the benefit of the doubt and the starts over Clement even when he's healthy. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, so I thought last night was more the fact that Corey missed the previous 2 weeks, is kind of getting back into game shape, maybe was on a pitch count going into the game. I read more into that. When you look at the Colts game, when Jay Ajayi was out, Corey Clement led the team in snaps for the running backs, led the team in carries. And I think unless they make a move, you'll see Corey Clement as the top running back. There's still going to be a committee. The Eagles actually trust Smallwood more this year than they did last year, but I think Corey's going to be a top of that committee.
Zach, we've been talking all morning about how much they needed this win, not just physically to see where they are and moving forward that way, but also mentally. Did you get like a vision or a feel in the locker room last night after the game that there was a hump that was kind of gone over by the team?
Yeah, that's a good point, Bob. I was talking to Zach Ertz after the game, and he said they can finally say, this is us, this is the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reality is through those first 5 weeks, even though they've been playing, you know, even though they had 2 wins there, they had to fight for those 2 wins. They really didn't have the type of performances that they had a year ago. This was the first time this season that they really looked like they did during that Super Bowl campaign. You could say it was because they were playing a bad team. All three of their wins have come against one-win teams. But if you just look at the way the Eagles played, I think that's going to give them a lot of confidence going forward here.
Yeah, I'm thinking like I'm taking over the defense side of the ball with the secondary. How was the energy with the secondary in the locker room?
Yeah, they were real happy with the way they played, obviously, keeping the Giants to 13 points there. 0-for-3 in the red zone. Malcolm Jenkins said these cornerbacks bounce back. This is what they do every week. It's part of their personality. When you look at what the Eagles did against Odell Beckham Jr., it was a credit to that secondary. Saquon Barkley had some big plays. I don't know if it was necessarily all the secondary on them. And then the other thing, too, is they lose Sidney Jones early on in the game. Avante Maddox goes to nickel cornerback. Rasul Douglas goes to safety. Douglas hadn't played safety before in his career. So the fact that they were able to do that deserves it was a credit to the secondary.
Yeah, this was the first time, really, all season, Zach. I mean, I know they ran Philly, right before their Philly special, the actual Philly special in the opener. But this was really the first time all season where you felt like that you were watching the team that you watched last year. They seem like, and I know this comparison was made a lot after the game, especially on social media, but it really looked like this team had gotten their swagger back. It seems like their confidence was reinstalled.
I agree with you there. The way they played last night showed that. That said, you need to consider the opponent, but it might have been just what the Eagles needed, because that term swagger, I like that term, because last year they played with the swagger. Throughout the year, they had that mentality on the field. I really think Alshon Jeffery is one of the guys who gives it to them, and you saw that from Alshon last night. He carries himself with that swagger. I think it was contagious. After that first touchdown, even the second touchdown, it was so important for the Eagles. And if they play with that type of swagger, I think it's really going to help them going forward.
Talking to Zach Berman, Philly.com. What about the play calling? That's something that had been criticized, especially after the last game against the Vikings. Not enough of a run-pass balance. Obviously, the Eagles get up, so they're going to be running the ball a little bit more. But in the first half of this game, what did you think of the game plan?
I liked it. And the reason I say that is because talking to Doug Peterson the day before the game, you know, I was asking him about the way they played on Thursday nights during his tenure. And they played really well on Thursdays. And one thing he said is that in those short weeks, you got to get back to the basics of it and focus on what you did during training camp. Zach Ertz after the game said that the Eagles ran plays they were comfortable with. They knew the game plan going into it. I think that stood out to me, is that comfort level that they discussed. And I don't know if it's something you can replicate every week, because obviously when you have an extended week, the opposing defense has this more time to prepare for you. But I thought there was nothing too intricate last night. They just had the more talented team and they played like it.
Zach, it's hard to see on TV because you know how they show it. It's mainly focused on the backfield. But what did you see different about the cornerbacks last night? Did you see a whole bunch of press stuff going on more than usual? Did you see them being more physical? Was there anything that really stood out to you as far as those two went?
I thought Ronald Darby played at a really high level. That was the difference to me watching it. He's capable of playing this way. Has been inconsistent at times, but I thought the way Darby played was a major difference in the secondary. You can say they played up. They did mix some man and zone concepts in there, but I thought Darby's play in particular stood out to me. I could go back this morning and watch the rest of the game, but that was a major difference. And then also, the fact that they were playing from the lead, that cannot be overstated enough. They've been playing from behind too often this year. When they can play from a lead, when they can play with the lead, those pass rushers can pin their ears back. Eli Manning was hit 13 times, sacked 4 times. I think that makes a difference for the secondary as well.
Speaking with Zach Berman, Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer, at ZBerm on Twitter, and also an author. You have Underdogs coming out October 30th. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct. October 30th. So at the end of the month, during the Eagles bye week, and the book really kind of gives you a sense of how last year's Super Bowl came together, takes you through the moments and the players and the characters that made the team special. So really looking forward to that. Comes out October 30th. Available for pre-order now.
I have a quick question about that, because I've been with everybody with the books. Has anyone asked Doug what was the play he was going to call if he didn't call Philly Philly?
Wow.
That's a really good question, Dre. I will ask Doug that. I do not know the answer to that question. That's a good question.
I think he was going to kick it. I think it was going to be very anticlimactic.
No, he was going to call, so I want to know, what were you going to call?
Good question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Doug speaks at noon.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Doug, about last year. Yeah. Remember that Super Bowl? Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, I just want to go all the way back real quick.
Let's just hop back in the time machine with me. Hey, Zach, thanks so much, man. I know you're traveling. I appreciate you coming on with us, my friend. And obviously, once again, October 30th, the book Underdogs come out by Zach Berman at ZBerm on Twitter, Philly.com, and the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thank you, guys. Take care.